Moncrief on News Talk.
Modern dating. You are in the trenches out there by all accounts. Trends galore. Every day it's constantly changing. Microcompatibilities. They're the latest one. Apparently we should be taking note of our partner, how they shop, what time they arrive to the airport, because the little things could end up causing big problems down the line. Joining us now on the line is leading dating coach Frances Keller to break down what's really going on here. Hello, Frances.
Thanks for having me, Fionnuala. How are you?
I'm great. What exactly are microcompatibilities, and like, how would they differ from, you know, overall compatibility and shared values?
Yes, it's a great point. You mentioned shared values there. So they're the huge ones. But the micro ones are basically how we live our life every day, over and over, our habits, our rituals, how we live in our own house. So it's all fine when you're living separately. But if you're in a same house or you're raising children together, you're sharing finances, that's where it can go wrong. So it can be like sleep and wake patterns. It can be spending money, which I wouldn't even call a micro compatibility. I think that's a huge one. That's to do with values as well. It's your household rhythm. And, you know, who does the cleaning, who doesn't. So it can be cleanliness habits in the house, whether you're a hoarder and, you know, they hate clutter. So it's the little everyday life things that can affect the relationship. And, you know, you don't want to spend energy solving that all the time. You want to put the energy into how can we reconnect emotionally? How can we have fun? How can we have a great life? So what I recommend is putting systems in place for this instead of, you know, mental bandwidth and energy. So I always say to people as well, you know, even financially, you should have a sit down chat about your finances at least once a month. What's working, what's going well, what's not. And it's the same with the little things that bug you or the things that are taking your energy and causing constant conflict. The sign is if it's happening daily or monthly, daily or weekly, then there's a problem. You need to sit down and say, look, you know, I can't sleep. You're coming in with your phone at night in the bed. I'm wrecked the next morning, whatever it may be.
Okay. But how can you tell then the difference between like a true microcompatibility like that and, you know, a personal inflexibility? Like they're just not really willing to kind of take into account your quirks or your particular set habits, shall we say?
Yes. Great question. So the first thing I'd say is, you know, you have to ask yourself, this is the main thing that can really clear it up for you. Can I live with this? Can we find a way to get around this or can I not? And this really comes into values. I always say the three things you need for a long-lasting relationship is chemistry. They have to be your best friend and you have to have shared values. You don't have to have shared hobbies or be the exact same personality. It's values. So I give this dramatic example that, you know, if somebody wants to be out, you know, in the pub drinking all day and all night, and you want to stay at home and have six kids and be a home bird, that's the conflict in values. So I think if it's filtering into your values and something that you feel, you know what, I would actually be happier on my own, then that's when maybe you need to sit down and go, okay, maybe, you know, this isn't for me. I would be happier alone.
I'd imagine lots of people listening at home weighing everything up now in their heads ahead of this Christmas season. Frances Keller, dating and life coach, thank you so much for joining us.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.